Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Horvat II. That's the name of the book, Return to Order, Where We've Been, How We Got Here, and Where We Need to Go. John, thanks again for being here. We talked about the internet. It's changed a lot of rules, and some good and some not so good, right? What do you think about all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has given us a lot of freedom of action. You're able to express yourself better. You can you have more control of the processes of business and how it works. You know, these are all very, very positive things. But on the negative things, I think you've got a lot of stress and choice overload. I don't know what you think about that because, you know, there's just so much out there that it does tend to confuse and people make it's easier to make a bad choice as a result of that.
Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that the thing, and some people in my audience are already ahead of me. They know where I'm going with this because it's kind of one of my soapboxes. When it comes to the internet, the good news is we've got all this information in front of us. I mean, look, as an author, I know you can appreciate the how much easier research is. As an author, it's a great tool. You just have to make sure that you get the right research right. You pull the right stuff up. But the other thing is that you mentioned how much stuff there is that we're getting. All that content, we're getting fire hosed with content. And what I worry about, John, is that we're not getting the context with the content, and what I worry about is that that's happening so much that people are not valuing context anymore. What do you think?
Right, yeah, exactly. I mean, every day, as an author, and you're as an author too, every day we have 3,000 new competitors that enter into our market. I mean, it's a pretty daunting thing, you know. But, the choices there, they don't give value to it, and I think there's a lot of it sort of dumps down the customer,
right?
And that is a danger, right? You want a customer that wants your book, you want your product, who has a loyalty toward it. You want to develop a relationship, and when all these options are there and there's a certain laziness of on their part, it does dumb down the customer.
Well, it can, and of course, our job as businesses is finding out what the customer already knows first, right? Because in the old days, they knew nothing until we told them whatever they needed to know.
Right. Yeah.
But now they come. By the time they meet us, they pretty much pre-qualified us. You know, they may have ruled us in or out. You know, And I think our job is to say, okay, tell me what you know.
That's true. That's true. It is. And that I think is just really great because you need that interaction between the customer and the producer.
But there's still people out there, John, who don't get that. And you walk in and they treat you like this is 1975 or something. those people aren't going to make it. The age of the customer is the relevance. The judge of relevance is going to take those people out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you get some also things like one thing that really just boggles my mind is, you know, you get people like Apple. And, Apple says we don't do market research. We don't ask people what they want. We just give them a product
right.
that we think they want. And it's pretty brutal.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's the right policy. You know,
most people can't get away with that.
I mean, they have a monopoly. They have they get away with it because they have the market. And
their iPhone is a good phone,
right?
But I don't want one because they limit my options.
Right.
They have
right.
said, okay, this is how we think of a user of a smart, of a handheld device should these are the options they should have. We've got them in there. You don't need any more. And I have a Galaxy, a Samsung Galaxy, and I probably got, 300 options that I don't wouldn't have with an iPhone. Well, as I say, the iPhones are nice, but they don't suit me.
Right. It is, and it is a type of that. It's not the way it should be. You need to listen to the customer, and especially now, as you say, it's the age of the customer. And it's funny that this very very modern company that's the just on the cutting edge would be stuck back in that type of mentality.
But they've got that. They've got that history, though, John, don't they? I mean, you go back to when they refused to clone their devices.
Okay. Yeah.
And that hurt them. I mean, that cost them a lot of market share when they stuck to their guns. And you got to give them, in a way, you got to give them credit. But small businesses can't do that.
Right.
We don't
right,
have
right.
the kind of critical mass intimidation. We don't have the capital to do this. And we can't shove things down a customer's throats.
And you shouldn't.
Right.
You need to. You need to have that. It's really, I think that's what makes the small business that's very, very essential component of economy. Without small business, there is no economy, and that's what makes it what it is.
Right, absolutely. I need your website again, John.
It's returntoorder.org.
All right, and they can find your book there, more about your book there?
Yes, more about the book, blog, download some things. There's a free audiobook there if you want to get it.
All right, a free audiobook. We like free things. Check that out, folks, returntoorder.org. We're going to talk some more about what John has to say about what's going on out there these days in the marketplace. John Horvat II is the name of the book. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.